Well, hey, y'all, it's Brian, and it's the Happy Daily. It's the Daily Happy. It's your daily dose of happy. I don't really know what that was about, but I felt it in my heart, and I wanted to make a joyful noise, so that's what I did. Well, the feedback on the how to make a podcast episode was so popular, I figured I'd just go ahead and jump straight into part two, and I'll just power through this thing. We'll see how long this goes. How do you start a podcast? In the last episode, we already said that you need to talk about your passion. What you're passionate about. If you're passionate about something somebody else is already doing, just copy what they do. Steal from the greats. It's all right. It's okay. Just do it. I'd never do it because I never do anything that's not completely original. But that's okay. If you want to cheat and copy somebody, do it. Do it. It's okay. If you want to do a podcast called Sanford and Son, why not? Just make sure it's the best Sanford and Son knockoff that there ever was. You big dummy. It's the best show ever. I love that show. So, I guess where I'm trying to go with this is, there's just so many strategies you can take. But we're not talking about the strategies today. We're talking about the tactics. Like, how do you actually do it? Where does the rubber meet the road, if you will? Well, okay. First, you got to have a microphone. And where can you get a great microphone at? BrianKilby.com/Amazon. BrianKilby.com/Amazon. I'm there right now. So I'm just going to look up podcast microphone. The first thing that pops up looks like a doozy. Professional studio recording condenser microphone. G-Tuker iPhone microphone sets with stand shock mount. Great for podcast, YouTube, Skype, vocals, gaming. It's misspelled. It's M30B. It's $19.99. And it's got gold on it. Now, I've always felt that a good way to judge the quality of something is if it's got a gold finish. And that one does. So that would be a definite possible. And you can look at the star ratings on it. It's a 4.5 stars and it's got 16 reviews. That's pretty good. The next thing I see that's got a gold finish on it, it's called Podcast Microphone. Some Got. I love that name. With Professional Condenser Studio Broadcasting Microphone for Computer/PC. Now, you got to make sure that you got the right kind of plug on your computer. Turi wrote me a little cheat sheet here on how to keep this stuff straight. There's different kinds of plugs. This, it says XLR, keep it far. USB, give to me. So what he's trying to say there is make sure that you get one that's USB because that's going to be most likely compatible with your computer. He says an XLR is one of them fancy types for those people who work in radio and you don't need it. That's fair. That's probably right. His note also says, get a good headset. You don't really need a fancy gold microphone. Now, I disagree with that, Turi. I don't have a gold microphone. I need to fix that. I ain't using a headset either. That's not what Turi set me up with. But he did say that if he had it to do over again, he'd have just used a headset because it sounds pretty good. You can actually listen to people on it, and you don't need all this fancy equipment. And I wouldn't need to use BrianKilby.com/Amazon so much so I could save me money and actually pay for the show because we've gone broke. So please, I ain't kidding you, BrianKilby.com/Amazon. For all your microphone needs. As long as you're using the link, get the most expensive one. It don't matter if it works with your computer or not. As long as you don't return it. I'd appreciate it. Get one of them $10,000 mics. Like Kanye uses. Or George Strait. Those are the best. Don't you want your podcast to sound the best? Get you one of them microphones. BrianKilby.com/Amazon. Now, once you actually get the microphone and you can record yourself, you need some kind of software to record it on. You can't just plug it into your hi-fi and record it on a tape. Now, it'd be nice if you could, but you only got one copy of that. If you make it digital and it's like an MP3 file, you have that one MP3 file, you upload it, somebody downloads it, that just downloads a copy. And every time they download it, it just downloads a copy. So that one file is good for like a billion files. And that's the number of downloads we get on the Happy Daily, at least a billion a day. Now, I know I'm just bragging right now, and I don't mean to. Lord knows I don't mean to be a braggart. I'm just so proud of what we do here. I think we do excellent work, and I'm very proud of what I do, and I'm sorry about that. I am so sorry. Please forgive me. But you need to use some kind of software. Terry said there's something called Pro Tools that they use to like make music and stuff. He said you could use that, but that costs a lot of money. He said there's stuff that costs a lot less, and there's stuff that don't cost nothing. He said that he uses something called Audacity. And I was like, you have the audacity to use software that don't cost nothing to make this fine program with. And he's like, Brian, if I don't have to pay for it and it does all the bells and whistles that you need, why would you want to pay for it? And he's right. That's just an added expense that I don't need. So maybe when we are getting 2 billion downloads a day, I'll move to Pro Tools. But right now, Audacity is what we use. There's other softwares out there that you can use. Windows has a good sound recorder built into it if you're using a Windows PC. If you're using a Macintosh, they probably got something too. In fact, if you want to record it on your phone, I hear that people do that. You can use anything as long as it's got like a recorder in it and you press a button and it actually takes down what you say. Well, we are running long again today on part two. On Saturday, I'll come back with part three. I think Saturday will be a good one. On Sunday, we'll have Serial part two. And if we don't finish up on Saturday with this How to Make a Podcast, we will continue that on Monday. Okay, let's look at the forecast for today, which is Friday. It'll be sunny with a high near 76. For tonight, it'll be clear, low around 47. And for Saturday, it'll be sunny with a high near 73. Well, I hope y'all have a happy day. I'll be back tomorrow on Saturday, and I can't wait to see you then. I love y'all. I really do. Thank you for allowing us in your home and in your ears every day. I'll see y'all tomorrow.